Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. And how, tell me, I think you've told me this before, but how do you pronounce your first name?
Keterica.
Katerica. It's different. It's going to take me some time, but I'm going to try to get that memorized because it is a pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I did just want to talk to you for just a minute. Excuse me. I know, you know, Ashley used to be your lead, and I think Dianca had already talked to you and let you know that that you were going to be put on Tiffany's team since your schedule, so that way she can actually be able to interact with you better since Ashley leaves at 3 o'clock and your schedule doesn't start till 5. So I did want to recognize that. Tiffany and Ashley are both leads under me, so I'll still be interacting with you as well. I do know that Ashley had said that there was two QAs, and she had been trying to get with you, but obviously with her leaving at 3 o'clock, she hasn't been able to get with you. And I just wanted to go over them with you, so that way you understood what the deductions were for, and see if there was anything I can do to help you prevent it, you know, going forward. Let me see. Let me pull this up because if I'm not mistaken, it was, excuse me, it was a QA for not offering product knowledge, and then there was a QA for not asking about the ad. Now, I do know on any call you take for Gelber, 2C Marketing, or Mamba, automatically when that script page pops, it's going to pop up a Google Doc that you have to fill out. And that's the customer's way. My best understanding of why they do that is I think they're trying to see where they're getting most of their advertisement from, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever. But however the case may be, that is something that the client does require that are done on those calls. So please, please make sure that you are asking that. Me personally, I would always do it after I assisted the customer with whatever they are wanting done. So if they're calling, wanting their account canceled, I would get my saves out of the way, and while I was canceling out the account, I would be talking to them, and I'd be like, "Okay, yeah, I'm, you know, getting your account canceled out for you. Do you remember where you saw the ad for our products?" Just slide it in there. I found it easier personally to do that because if you're trying to ask them about the ad and they're wanting to know why they were charged, they're not as receptive, and they're going to blow you off half the time and this, that, and the third. So to me, after you get their situation addressed, then, you know, coming in with that work for me. Some people do it while they're getting the account pulled. Some people do it, like, after they verify the address before they go any further. They're telling them, "Yes, ma'am, you said 350 Smith Street," or whatever. And while I'm getting that account pulled, "Do you mind me asking where you saw the ad?" Some people do it when they give the cancellation number. However you do it, it doesn't matter, just as long as it is done on the call. Because every time you don't ask about that ad, the QA can get you 20 points for that. And 20 points may not seem like a lot, but if you have 4 calls that they pull for those campaigns, that can eat up your QA, and I don't want to see that happen. So, however the case may be, you just got to find a way to implement that into your calls, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the other thing was the product knowledge. Now, I do have some handouts. I can forward them to you through email if you want. And what I've done is because some people were just saying, like, about the diet products, they were saying, they're all natural ingredients. But QA was still getting them for not offering product knowledge. And they were like, well, I offered product knowledge. I told them they were all natural ingredients. However, they're saying that's not quite enough product knowledge. So what I did is I went in and for the diet products, the male enhancement products, the face creams, and the CBD products, I've gone in and pretty much highlighted the minimum product knowledge that you can give for each product. It's not a lot. It's basically just giving them some of the benefits of each product. So like the diet products, I would generally tell them that it helps decrease appetite and increases energy level. Boom, product knowledge is out of the way. And I'd usually do that after, like when I pull the call and after I verify their address, when I say the product name, I'd be like, oh yeah, the Supreme Keto, that's good to help, you know, increase your energy levels and decrease your appetite. How can I help you today? But that's something else that that's a 20-point deduction. And so if you've got 8 QAs and 4 of them, you know, you didn't offer product knowledge and 4 of them you didn't ask about the ad, that's gonna bring your score down a lot. But we got to make sure that you're providing that information on the calls. And anything I can do to help you where you can, you know, be more mindful to do it, I'll be glad to do it. So, I mean, if you want the handouts, I'll be glad to send them to you.
Yeah, you can send them to me so I can, like, go over sometimes when I need to.
Okay. And I have a little call checklist. And what I used to do is I used to have it hanging on my desk. So that way when I'm on a call, it's like a little list I can go down to make sure that I've done everything on the call. That way I didn't get counted off. And then after time, it was drilled in my head. And now it's just there. So, but I can send you that too. But I wanted to make sure, you know, you understand, because I do know that these particular infractions you had been addressed about before in some of your coachings. And while this could have been a verbal warning, which would have been the next step for you, I'm not going to do that. I am just, you know, speaking to you on it and, you know, trying to make sure that you get where you need to be. Okay. What I am going to do, though, I am going to follow up with an email just saying that I did speak with you today and we did go over this stuff. So if you'll just respond saying that you understand, that's fine. But it's not being documented. So just, you're getting a free pass. Okay. But as far as Tiffany goes, I'm not sure if you've spoken with Tiffany yet, but I think you'll like her. She's really good. She was, when I was a team lead, she was an agent that was under me. So she's really knowledgeable of, you know, campaigns and whatnot. If there's something that she runs across she don't know, she will ask. But I think you'll like her. She's down to earth, and she'll do anything she can to help you. As far as like moving up, like escalations or whatever the case may be, she'll get you where you need to be if you're willing to work with her. I think you'll like Tiffany.
Yes, ma'am. I had spoke with her. She had texted me through Teams. And I spoke with her.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have any questions about anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So just want you to know, if you have any questions about anything, if something pops up, you know, later on, you know, either this evening, I may be gone for the day or whatever, you feel free to message me anytime. And Tiffany, too, of course. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a good rest of your shift.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.